No one in the NBA is scared right now of the Boston Celtics. Mm-hmm. I'm just letting you know this. This is why the New York Knicks went out and they went and got Mikal Bridges and they upgraded their roster. This is why the Philadelphia 76ers went out and got Paul George and upgraded their roster. They're coming into training camp feeling great. And to be honest with you, let's be real, a lot of people was looking at the path that the Celtics went through to win the NBA championship and say that they actually had an easy path for the competition and the teams that they played that were not healthy. So again, I love it that the Celtics are coming in with a chip on their shoulder, especially the two young superstars in Jalen Brown and Jason Tatum.
I was perk yesterday on the Celtics. I got to be honest, I don't fully follow.
I don't at all.
I like perk.
I do too.
And I think there might be something to the fact the league doesn't fear the Celtics. I think there might be something to that. I don't think he defended it very well by saying the Knicks don't fear the Celtics, so they went out and got Mikal Bridges.
That's why they immediately went out and got Bridges.
The Sixers don't fear the Celtics, so they went out and got Paul George. That sounds like teams that fear the Celtics.
Correct. Otherwise, you would just say, let's get healthy and we can beat the Celtics.
Right.
They know that they can't beat the Celtics when healthy.
So, like, look, do people fear Tatum and Brown? I don't know. The Celtics are very talented, but do they fear them? There might be something to that, and we can explore it here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We made history earlier this hour. If you missed any of it, it's on the Odyssey app. Who said it? Joe Mazzulla or a famous serial killer? I think it went quite well.
It did.
Rave review is out there. You can check it out, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. It's free. It's easy. Take it with you wherever you go. One update quickly. Gerard Mayo is speaking right now. He said the Patriots have officially put Juwan Bentley on IR.
Mm.
Not that that's unexpected.
Nope.
But he is officially done for the year. He says anything else, we'll pass it along. But we have Justin Turpin from WEEI. He was at Celtics Media Day yesterday. What's up, Terp?
What's going on, guys? Great job on the Joe Mazzulla segment.
Yeah, so you
had a couple of me stumped.
Well, I was going to say, you sit in on all these press conferences, and even some of those you were unaware of. Like, which one?
Yeah, that jiu-jitsu one when he's talking about getting out of the headlock or whatever it was.
Yeah,
that one, I was like, did he really say that? That sounded like a serial
He wants you to
killer.
Bend the knee and submit is what he wants. Yeah, and he's not afraid. Sometimes when you're at a not advantageous position, there's a way out.
Exit strategy.
Yes.
But it seems like the players all almost across the board kind of like think he's odd, but also like now I think they respect him. Like, I don't think there's an issue there. Like, I think they respect who he is, but also kind of laugh at some of the things that he says and does.
Oh, yeah. They know he's totally crazy.
Correct.
I mean, Drew Holiday brings it up probably every press conference. He's like, he's just a sicko. What he does is crazy. But
I like it.
To your point, like, the respect that he commands from that locker room is incredible. And it says a lot because you got all that talent that bought into his message in a franchise that was already one of the most decorated in sports. And Joe Mazzulla came in and completely changed the culture. That takes a special leader to do that. So he does his job. Mm-hmm. He does it well.
I heard it was a debate on the Greg Hill show today. We'll get to misleading, by the way, coming up 20 minutes from now, not even, on Jones and Keefe. We'll revisit the leads and give our thoughts on something that, Tommy Curran actually said on our show yesterday. Flesh that out more. We do that every day at 11:45. They had a discussion today. And I was with most of the show outside of Wiggy about the Celtics and their roster. They're the most talented roster in the league. But Wiggy was making the point Joe Mazzulla is the best coach in the league, which is maybe a bit too far for me. Do you think last year was more about Mazzulla changing the culture, or do you think they changed the culture for Joe Mazzulla, i.e. some of what they subtracted? Marcus Smart headlining it, but also Grant Williams, you know, players like this that, I don't know, didn't quite understand their role on the team. They felt like they were more than they probably are as players. I think getting that out of the way helped Joe Mazzulla a lot. Not so much he changed it, but it was changed for him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. And for a coach, like, you're nothing without your players. And Joe Mazzulla always says that. So they have to buy in, and they have to be the ones that actually adapt to the change. And they did that. So it worked out for Joe. But they're always the first to give him credit in that he changed the mindset. He set the temperature for the team right away, and they all just kind of followed his lead. So it does make sense, but I think he came in and really kind of forced the change in a way where he said, we're kind of going to do it this way. We're going to focus on the things that maybe you lose sight of, like those mental things. And this team really needed it because obviously they have the talent, but who's going to push them to kind of focus on the things outside of the X's and O's and, you know, kind of bring them all together?
Yeah, it seems like everything Brad Stevens has done has been the right call. And that was one that in the real time, you know, he hired Ime Udoka, even though the players, I think, had input on it, but that looked like the right call. And then, you know, whatever happens, happens. They have to pivot to Joe Mazzulla, and you're like, How long is this going to last? You know, I thought there was going to be somebody else in on the staff. Even like Damon Stoudemire, I thought might be a better option. But then he leaves. They stick with Mazzulla, and that's worked out. So Brad Stevens, like, decent coach, unreal GM. Like, that, everything he's done in the last 2 years, you know, bringing in Drew Holiday, bringing in Porzingis, like, all those moves that he has made have been the right moves.
Yeah, he has not missed.
No,
sticking
same.
With Joe, too. I mean, the pressure was on after that first year when they go down.
Oh, yeah.
0-3 to Miami, almost come back, but the pressure was on because the reality is this team has been facing finals or bust expectations for the last 3 years, ever since they made it. Obviously, they get over the hump last year, but for Brad to stick with Joe through all that pressure and say, this is our guy, he is the best chance, he gives this organization the best opportunity to win, he stuck by it and didn't let the outside noise affect him, and that's probably one of his biggest moves, is sticking with Joe because it got him over the hump.
Yeah, I mean, look, I wanted him fired after year one, and so I was wrong about that. Score one for Brad Stevens, and right, he hasn't missed on much. If you have Celtics questions for Terp, 617-779-7937, discussing the Boston Celtics Media Day yesterday. They open, what, October 4th?
Yeah.
In Abu Dhabi? What is that? Is that a preseason game?
Yeah,
is that a regular season game? I'm sorry, preseason
game. Four
preseason
games.
So they get their preseason schedule going. So it's right around the corner. Again, 617-779-7937. If you want to follow Terp, Justin Turpin from WEEI at Justin M. Turpin on Twitter. You know, when it comes to Perk and his comments, do you agree to an extent? Not with how he explained it, but do you think teams fear the Celtics? Because I kind of agree with him on that. I don't think teams are like, oh my God, we're so afraid of the Celtics. They're wildly talented. They're the defending champs. They're the best team in the NBA. But I don't think teams are, to use a different word than fear, I don't think they're intimidated by the Celtics. I think that's what he's getting at. And I agree with him on that.
I mean, 42 of their 64 wins came from double digits. And they just went 16-3 in the postseason. This team is terrifying.
Yeah, I think they kind
of
do. I don't think guys like playing against them, because if you're a guard, you're like Drew Holiday and Derek White, so that's annoying. That's a long night to go up against those guys. Plus, the way they can score quickly, you can get blown out at any moment. So it might not be Curry, Thompson, Durant. It might not be, you know, LeBron, Wade, Bosh for those 2 years. I would think most teams are afraid of this team.
I wonder. I think a lot of people, and you hear it from Perk, you hear this from Shaq as well. Shaq has said this a bunch. We played the clips in the past. Well, who'd they play in the postseason? That's not their fault.
That's not
the
their
funny
fault.
Thing is, no, with Shaq, though, is he picked the Mavs.
Well,
that was the funny
yeah,
thing.
All
he picked the Mavs.
But they all did. They all took the Mavs.
But I think there's something, too. For me to really fear you, no one's taking away their championship. They won. Of course they won. And it's not their fault who they played. I'm not saying that. But I bet there's a lot of players in the league that go, well, yeah, they beat the Heat without Butler. They beat the Pacers without Halliburton.
Yeah, but if any of those teams were healthy, would you pick the other team?
No, like, I would like to see them go through a
fight. No, maybe they will. Like, they didn't have Porzingis for most of that time.
But in the regular season, they were top five in point differential all time.
But again, I'm not saying they're a bad team. I'm saying our team's intimidated by them. I don't think they are. I'm with Perk on that.
I would say they definitely are, just because of how talented they are.
And you see the changes that teams made. You know, I think they are now.
Look at teams loading up specifically at wing. What do the Celtics have? Two of the best wings in the league.
Yeah, but that's not a fear or an intimidation. That's because they're not as talented. The Celtics are the most talented team. There's no, I wouldn't question that.
Well, so like, what teams would you say were feared? Like, what would be a team that's, what's an example of a team that was feared?
I do think the Golden State Warriors were a feared team.
For like the 2 years.
I think,
with Durant. Prior to that, they were like, oh, they can shoot a lot of
threes. I think LeBron's Heat team. I mean, I think people looked at them and they're like, they are a wildly talented team, and they're a team that we can't rattle their cage. I still think you can rattle the Celtics' cage. I do still believe that.
I think they have so many layers where, like, they proved that Tatum wasn't even the Finals MVP or the Eastern Conference Finals MVP, and they still won. I think the addition of Drew Holiday was the most important thing, because he is, like, I don't think the rest of the team can ever be rattled when Drew Holiday's on your team or he's on the court. Like, everything's just so much calmer there. Plus, it's like a nightmare for the other team. So I just think they're too talented, 1-6, that I think teams are probably, intimidated, afraid. Like, these guys are going to go. They're pros. They're going to win or lose the game. I don't know if they're scared necessarily, but I would pick the Celtics in a healthy matchup. Let's say every team is healthy for a 7-game series. I'm taking the Celtics every time.
Me too, but that's on talent.
I'm with you guys, too. I'm taking the Celtics every time, too. And you look at, like, they have guys that have been there. Guys like Drew Holiday, like you mentioned. He was just a steady hand that they needed all throughout the postseason. And you look at, like, that Indy series. Like, he won them the 2 games in Indy. I mean, he had the big offensive rebound in Game 4. Game 3 had the steal. Like, they're just so loaded with talent and guys that have now been there. And the thing is Tatum and Brown might not even be in their primes yet.
But, like,
they're still on the younger side.
Was it Stephen A. Smith and Wilbon last year during one of the finals where, like, I think they're just getting annoyed that the Celtics are winning. And they started going off about, well, I mean, if the Knicks were healthy, I'm like, if the Knicks were healthy, like, yeah, so now all of a sudden, the Knicks are now in. Year. Yeah, right. They beat the Knicks all the time. But they were like, oh, they started naming all these teams, and you're like, none of those teams in the only team in the East that really had, in my opinion, a chance to beat them were the Bucks.
Fine. But the Celtics have been the most talented team in the league for like 3 years running. But they didn't win the titles the 2 years before.
Yeah, but none of them were. This was the best version of the team by far.
I agree with that. Yeah. But we had seen the Celtics. Something else was off with the Celtics besides their talent. And so.
Right. They had no team. They had no guy on the team that had ever won a title before.
That goes back to Joe. I think setting the tone and really making them focus on the things that they did wrong. For years, it was their own shortcomings. It was their own fault. They'd lose focus. They'd like not have the intensity needed in the playoff games. That never happened last year.
Do you think that's Udoka's fault?
No, I don't think so. And I think Ime was a great coach
Brad's
as well.
Fault? Like, I don't necessarily.
I'm telling you, I think it's a. You had Kemba Walker, Kyrie Irving, Marcus Smart, little Isaiah Thomas. Then you bring in Drew Holiday.
No, it's a better fit.
And on top of it, Tatum and Brown are also another crack at it. Losing in the finals, right? LeBron had to lose in the finals. Durant had to lose in the finals. A lot of guys lose first in the finals before they come back and win. And so I think Tatum and Brown also just got better because they were another year or 2 years older.
What was your takeaway yesterday, Terp? You came in after the show. We meet as we always do after the show. And you came in with your big takeaway yesterday. What jumped out to you from media day?
Well, one of the first things was how chipper Jaylen Brown was. He was so just happy to be there, walked on with a smile, and really maintained that. Even the first question was about the Olympics. And even while he was answering that, he made a joke first.
You want to play it? Do we have that, Nick or Billy, if we can? And maybe we can't. But you're right. We had the answer from Jaylen yesterday, asked about the Olympics, and he was joking around. That's not how Jaylen had at least seemed this offseason. Here it is.
Not getting called on for the Olympic roster there. How did that make you feel, and
God,
are you carrying any
question
of those?
Number one.
Right off the bat. Not a lot of chances here.
You get to warm up a little?
That's how the season's going to go, man.
Okay, so we don't need the rest of it. He went on and didn't answer it, but that's an example of what you're talking about.
The pressure of winning that was just bearing down on him is now alleviated, and he doesn't really have to worry about that. He can just play his game. Like, the expectations are obviously still there. You know, no one's going to be happy with just one championship, and that's another thing I took away from it. But the pressure of winning is just gone. Like, he's now done it. He's proved himself. He's proved that contract. Like, I know there's still work to be done, but he's not facing the pressure that he was used to doing. And this was only one day, so he could revert back to his life.
close. I actually love it, because normally when a team wins a title, it's like, all right, how are you going to be motivated to win it the next year? Because now everyone's picking you. Are you going to do it? And in the NBA, teams do it all the time. But we've seen recently, you know, Jokic couldn't get it done. Obviously, LeBron, because he had a fake one in the Mickey Mouse bubble title, so they weren't able to do it the next year, shockingly. But the Bucks couldn't do it a second time. But the difference now is your two best players have a ton of motivation, because everyone's still clowning on Tatum for not being Finals MVP or Eastern Conference Finals MVP. And then Jaylen Brown, the whole Olympic thing. And then also Tatum is on the Olympic team, but doesn't play on the Olympics. So, like, those two guys are as motivated as anybody, even though they just won the title. I love that.
And this team goes with them. We saw it last year. They were the ones that set the tone when they were talking about sacrifice from the start. So if they're willing to continue to do that, continue to defer, evolve as playmakers, and really take a back seat in terms of, you know, not dominating the scoring every night, because it's going to be someone else every night. And that's what we saw last year. That's what made this team so good. So if they can stick with that and realize it really doesn't matter about the personal accolades, it's about winning a championship. If they can stick with that, they're going to be just fine.
It doesn't matter about the personal accolades. What were you telling me, Keith, before the show? What did Tatum get for two tattoos this offseason?
Tatum got two new tattoos, and I'm certainly not one to make fun of bad tattoos, but he has one that is him kissing the Larry O'Brien trophy.
That's a team. I mean, it's him, that's a team thing.
It's a picture of him on himself.
But it's a team thing. You won a championship. That's team.
Like I said, I'm not going to make fun of any tattoos.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Who amongst us doesn't have bad tattoos? But so then he also has one of the All-Star Game MVP trophy.
Oh.
Well, that one I kind of get, because it's named after Kobe, but...
Still, you have a good twist on it.
I kind of get that.
I'd rather just get like a Kobe jersey or something on there.
Personally, I would never get a tattoo of myself.
Maybe get Kobe. Instead of Kobe's All-Star
Game. The All-Star Game MVP trophy.
So that's a personal accolade. Like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, a little bit.
So that's weird.
He should have gotten two gold medals and shown Jaylen Brown. Look at these.
Yeah, check these out.
These never come off.
You think that, I mean, obviously you do, but you don't think any of that with Jaylen yesterday was staged? Like, hey, I got to come out and laugh it off. I got to be smiling. I got to be happy. I got to show myself to be a certain way, because if I come in and I look pissed, or I look, you know, not like I'm having a good time, people are going to read into that? Do you think any of that was staged?
I really don't. And one of another thing that really stuck out with me from Jalen is he was talking about how great his summer was. And he mentioned in there that it was great to see.
Yeah, did you see him courtside with the two ladies?
He was living at Zaxby's, everything he was doing.
Sure, but
doing all right.
But do we think he had a great summer? Because I don't buy that for a second.
I think he absolutely did.
You do?
Eastern Conference Finals MVP. Yeah, he won the NBA Finals MVP.
I know, won the title. But no, I think he kind of did because I think
his summer was he got left off the Olympic team and he was pissed about it.
But then
he
also won a championship. But it was almost unanimous that people thought it was a dumb decision.
Yeah.
Like, he got more credit for not being on the team than if he was on the team, I think.
Yeah.
He became like I don't know if sympathetic figure is the right word, but everybody was like,
no, he was. He was a sympathetic
figure.
Like,
how dumb is it? Like, the finals MVP, three guys on his team are on the Olympic team and he's not. I think it kind of worked out well for him.
Yeah.
Almost better than going to the Olympics and not playing.
And not to parse out summer.
I think Tatum had a worse summer than Brown.
Yeah, look, I don't think either one had a good summer. Okay. Like not to parse out the word summer, but to me...
July, August.
No, that's their break, not on the calendar. But after the season, that's their summer, that's their time off. I don't think it was great for him, but he said he had a good summer.
And he did, and he made sure to point out that part of that was seeing his teammates win gold medals. And I think that is something that made this team really... easy to kind of root for from a fan perspective is that they genuinely liked each other. They genuinely wanted to see each other succeed. And it was a big reason they ended up winning the championship because their chemistry was off the charts. And that's something Brad talked about yesterday where they have a special chemistry and that's important. So we didn't really want to tinker with the roster. And he stuck by that with the trade deadline too. When he was trying to maneuver moves at the trade deadline last year, he was really prioritizing the character of the people they were trying to bring in. So I think this chemistry does mean a lot. And Jalen, I thought it was sincere when he said that he was happy to see his teammates win a gold medal.
First year, no real changes in forever.
Right.
Like, and since Tatum and Brown have been here, they've had all kinds of big swings, like Hayward and Ert Kyrie and
so
everybody else.
Right. There's similar no changes.
Pretty much, I mean, Lonnie Walker. Kind of like Lonnie Walker.
Oh, I kind of like that signing, too.
Addition.
Me, too.
Two other big topics, I guess. One, just quickly, Porzingis seems to be, I mean, he's going to miss a lot of time because he's Porzingis, but maybe a little bit ahead of schedule, I guess.
Yeah, it seems that way. Brad Stevens said he was surprised and seemed pretty happy about it. And Porzingis said he was already running. He was in the gym doing some light contact. But the way I look at it is like, there's just no way that they're going to adjust that timetable. Like, they're just, the way they handle him is just
You don't need him, though. You literally don't need him.
They proved last year they don't need him. What would the rush possibly
be? It's overkill. And then the big offseason topic with the Celtics is they are for sale. And does that impact anything for this season? Is that going to be a distraction? Does that have any impact on this upcoming season?
Doesn't seem like it will this year. I mean, Brad Stevens said it was business as usual. And business as usual for this team being in the second apron really isn't much anyway. They're limited in free agent signings. They can only offer the veteran minimum. They can't really trade too much because they're restricted in there. They can't do in-season buyouts. They can't do sign and trades. So it's already restricted as is. And Brad Stevens said it's business as usual. Drew Holiday was asked about it, didn't really have an answer, so.
I think that's fair. Like, year one, that's not.
It should be the same for all those
guys. It should not really be an issue. I'm as skeptical as they come, and I'll even grant that, year one. All right, so Terp, let's put you in the hot seat here.
Oh.
You can't pick injuries. Injuries is not an option for you, because injuries are for every single team, as the Celtics found out last year in the playoffs. So injuries are not an option. If they get held back and they don't defend their title, what is it? What's the reason they don't win?
It'd be complacency and getting in their own way like they have in years past. Obviously, they didn't do that last year and they got over the hump. But if they revert back to the old Celtics making uncharacteristic mistakes, well, uncharacteristic mistakes to us last year. But if they revert to the old Celtics, not showing up to the big games, kind of letting bad games spiral, which wasn't a problem last year. But if they revert to that, then that'd be the biggest problem, because obviously health is the one, but we're going to exclude that. So I would say just reverting back to the old Celtics, that'd be the answer.
Okay. He's Justin Turpin. Check out his work at WEEI. Follow him on Twitter.
Shout, Turp.
At Justin M. Turpin.
Also, 1/5 of the Bozo TD parlay.
That's
so if you won $1,200, right. He 1/5 the credit.
Good
right
job,
there.
Turp. Who'd you have? Godwin?
Chris Godwin.
That's he's nice.
Only
he's the
touchdown
leadoff
for the Bucks, I think.
Yeah, he was leadoff hitter last weekend.
Yeah, that's nice.
Got
three
it going.
Games with the touchdown. Maybe ride the hot hand again. We'll see.
No, don't go. Come on, Turp. Let's not get crazy.
We ride.
Yeah.
That's what we do. All right, Turp, we appreciate it.